join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we roll right along today, we're up to our E block in the latest installment of our Destination Spotlight series. Before Mary and I take you to the sixth state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1788, known as the Bay State, to talk Salem, Massachusetts, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, so Robert, I checked my calendar before the show today. Are you ready for this? Did you know we're only 10 weeks away from Christmas?
We are 10 weeks from Christmas.
10 weeks. All right, so if you're beginning to think about giving someone that special gift this holiday season, since we're all looking forward to a new year of travel, we suggest giving Travel Pro Luggage.
We do. Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, folks, it's quality luggage. And Travel Pro stands behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering their Buy More, Save More Oktoberfest specials right now at TravelPro.com. Go check them out or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Well, before Christmas is here, first we have Halloween coming in 2 weeks. And a great place to be to celebrate is Salem, Massachusetts. So holding for us on that show hotline is Kate Fox with Destination Salem.
Nice to connect with you, Kate. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Earlier this week, we were celebrating Columbus Day in the year 1492, but 200 years later in 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts, the Salem Witch Trials occurred. And if we fast forward another 328 years today, I had to do some quick math before this, Salem has perhaps become the top destination for Halloween travel in the country. It's going to be a little different in 2020 because of the pandemic, but I do want you to share with our listeners around the country why they should really experience Halloween in Salem at some point in their lifetime.
Well, Salem celebrates Halloween. We have a month-long festival called Salem Haunted Happenings, and it is a unique experience no matter where you come from. And we usually have visitors from around the world who want to be here throughout the month. And we kick it off in the beginning of the month, and we go straight through October.
So I do want to point out for our listeners, I've been to Salem several times. Kate, unfortunately, I have not been there during the Halloween time. I love the area all year round. I don't know. We're going to have to do that at some point. But Kate, since the weather has been, you know, really pretty nice here on the East Coast so far this fall, if listeners tuned in do want to venture to the Witch City around Halloween this year, what's available to them to visit?
I actually am going to take a different tact this year and recommend that people postpone their visit to the Witch City until after October, unless you can come in midweek.
So do tell why.
The Massachusetts travel restrictions and our reopening guidelines are pretty strict, and all of our businesses are operating on a 40% to 50% capacity. Our walking tours have already sold out through the month. A lot of the museums and attractions are selling out their tickets in advance. So we have had to take an approach to destination marketing that includes really encouraging people to plan their trip in advance, make sure they have reservations, and if they don't, this is the year to postpone until either after Halloween or even October 2021. And it's counterintuitive to me. I've been a destination marketer a long time, and saying that is so hard, but I really don't want people...
Well, but you're being responsible.
No,
we respect that. You know, listen, we're not going to sugarcoat things. We know the pandemic's going on, and that's a responsible thing to say. We really appreciate that. And that's why even the first question I asked you, I said to you, you know, why should they come sometime in their lifetime expecting that they may not come this year? But, you know, I do want it to position this way, though. You know, Salem, it's about 45 minutes or so northeast of Boston. So for folks that didn't know that, I guess you're about 90 minutes or so south of Portland, Maine, if I had to do a quick gauge on that. But the city is more than just witches. Okay, that's something that has brought Mary and me there. You've got
several
the Peabody
times,
Essex Museum, which is great. It's got all this collection of global art and artifacts. You're also kind of a fun seaside town, and then there's an active coastline all around you. So because of the history, it's a great place to come with kids, but it is a place that when people feel responsible, you do also attract couples and seniors and group tours, as you just said, solo travelers. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So we have, Salem is a city that is open year-round, and it is a city. It's a very residential downtown. So when people come, it's very easy to find those nooks and crannies that locals love, the favorite restaurants, the take advantage of the museums and the attractions and the cultural sites and the walking tours. The Peabody Essex Museum, as you mentioned, it's a wonderful museum of art and culture from around the world, and they have an exhibition of artifacts and papers from the witch trials that are the original documents, and those have not been seen for generations. They are, or for a generation, I should say, and those are on display until April 4th, 2021. So there's always something to do in Salem. October is a special time of the year. There's a reason we see 30% of our annual tourism every October, but it's still come anytime.
Well, okay. So we got one last question we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight. And Mary, you want to...
That's right. Yeah. So in terms of Salem, Kate, is there anything about Salem that you think our listeners should know that perhaps is a fun fact or something that most listeners may not be aware of with Salem?
And it's going to entice them to come visit when they feel appropriate.
So the Parker brothers lived in Salem, which
I think
is really fun. And Parker Brothers Games, their first factory was in Salem. And that Parker Brothers history is part of another exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum, which is called Salem Stories A to Z. So that's a fun fact. And there's a lot of really fun trivia that takes place in Salem. The first long-distance phone call was placed from the Lyceum in Salem, which is now an amazing seafood restaurant called Turner's. Mm-hmm. So every corner in Salem,
there we are.
So from board games to phone calls to seafood, we like it all. So, Kate, listen, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate that. Folks, if you want to learn more, you can do that at salem.org. But as Kate said, just come next year. There you go. Kate, have a nice day.
Thanks
okay?
for your candor. Take care, Kate.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, Kate Fox, Mary.
Good,
I appreciate
honest
the candor.
Conversation. Yeah, sounds
folks,
like it's already sold out.
Very important. We keep saying to our team, we can't be tone deaf out there.
That's right.
But that was number 67 in the series. You can find all of the places we've covered. They're archived on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. As we quickly approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's a wrap for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll be back with you, and we'll get to more of everything and anything in the world of travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.